So, Jeff.
Where did this one get away, do you think, D.A.?
I don't know. You know, obviously we didn't execute enough and, you know, didn't take advantage of one-on-one when we had it and didn't make enough plays. You know, put our defense in a couple bad spots and there it is.
What happened on the interception to on that pass for Ryan Robinski?
Threw it a little bit behind him. He kind of stuck him to the top. See what we kind of sat outside. He just pulled himself through, made a pretty good play. But I could have thrown a little bit farther inside and maybe just would have broken up and wouldn't have picked it. But frustrating, you know, trying to make a play. Probably had stuck open inside. Look at it tomorrow, though, and have a better feeling of what happened.
Yeah, neither you or Brady look anything like you have in the past couple of years. What's going on? What happened?
We're not good right now. We're not good. Period. Flat out. I mean, we haven't executed. We haven't done the right things to to win ball games. Turn the ball over. We haven't run the ball effectively. We haven't, you know, protected like we have. We haven't thrown it like we need to. We haven't caught it like we need to. We can't win like that.
We don't get to see you guys in practice. Derek, are you guys executing in practice all week long leading up to this? Because the offense doesn't look like it, you know, on the field on game days.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating. you know, we go all week, put in the hours we put in. You know, working with those guys, trying to get on the same page. We do fine in practice. You know, obviously it's, you know, versus scout team, not a, you know, live defense, but I mean, we do. We catch it good, we throw it good, we block it good. For the most of the time, we're, you know, on the right page, and for some reason, we can't take it over to Sunday.
So how do you, you know, when it starts off badly, how do you keep from saying, here we go again? Does that creep into your mind?
I wouldn't say it really started off bad. I mean, we first quarter was, I thought we did pretty, you know, did all right. And the ball went to the right spots. We made some plays, ran the ball a little bit. You know, first drive, whatever. We get in third and 15. I'm not going to do anything stupid. And you know, we punt when we get down. But you know, I thought the first quarter was all right. You know, again, have to watch it tomorrow and have a better idea of what happened. But just got to continue to do it.
Do you sense a certain level of frustration?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you sense a certain level of frustration? There's been a lot of quarters this year, this season, with zero on the board or just three on the board. And even in the NFL, where defense is king, you still have to score points. I mean, are you guys starting to get frustrated, or have you been frustrated for a long time?
I mean, we're, what, 1-6 now? Mm-hmm. Would you be frustrated if you went 1-6 on writing articles?
yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Right. I mean, it's the same feeling. I mean, it's, like I said, the amount of effort that goes into it, the time, the, you know, our coaches put all the time in. We figured we got everything covered going into it, and we just can't carry it over to Sunday right now. Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, it's, nobody wants to lose. I mean, never really done this before. I mean, we've been bad before, but, I mean, we haven't ever been, I mean, we're not a terrible football team right now. We're just not executing. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's not like we have bad players. Our guys aren't trying. You know, I feel like, you know, we, no matter what it is, everybody comes in the huddle. It's positive. Guys are, you know, hey, let's go. You know, we're now 31-3 or whatever the heck it was. You know, ain't nobody out there just throwing the towel. And, you know, guys, Vic is out there. Let's go. Let's go. Let these guys know we're not quitting regardless of what the score is. And that's what, it, you know, I love about these guys. They're always going to fight. You know, and that's how you build, you know, how you get to be good. You know, guys that stick together when things are bad.
Derek, the Wildcat was not used today except for one play. But why does that happen? It seems like when something works, you would expand on it rather than abandon it.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Derek, did you play in the second half today? Did you kind of look over your shoulder and see if you were going to go back in?
No.
On the third and goal, I think it was the fourth quarter, you were gesturing to all your wide receivers. You had three guys split wide, and then you handed it off inside. Was that gesturing? Were you calling something, or was that trying to fool them?
Playing football. thought for a second that he was going to come off the slot and had a chance to maybe get Josh a ball on a bubble, possibly. He didn't come.
Derek, that drive right at the end of the first quarter where you got down there and first and goal, 2 or 3 yard line, and you didn't score, that seemed to be just deflating. What happened down there?
It seemed like a series of
one thing after the other on each play.
I honestly don't know exactly. I mean, go through and watch it and pick it apart and say what we did wrong. But right now, I mean, the third and goal, they doubled it, and the guy came across and ran across in front of Mike's face. Threw it hard enough, though, I didn't catch it.
Can you take us through the last 2 minutes at the end of the half? You had a pretty good field position after that return by Josh, but didn't look like any rhythm or anything.
We tried. I mean, we completed a few balls, and they brought a little bit of pressure. Thought I was going to have Stanley across the middle, and the guy kind of undercut him and ended up getting sacked there, and then we ended up having to throw a Hail Mary.
Did you hit your hand, or did you get hurt?
Sorry. Yeah, I think I just hit forearms with the guy.
Do you think the guys are a little bit tight when you get down close? I mean, there were two times you were inside the five, and both times you ended up with a field goal total, and I'm curious as to whether it gets to be maybe a little bit of a psychological thing down there.
No. I mean, I think, like I said, the execution has to be better. We got to be in the right spots. We got to block, you know, we got to run play down. We got to block it right, stay on our guys, and let those guys run. But I never feel like guys panic. I don't panic. I want to score a touchdown, but I also want to, you know, if it's not there, get 3 points and keep us in the game.
Are you guys comfortable with this offensive scheme?
Yeah, I mean, it's not far from, you know, what we've had in the past. You know, obviously it's not all the same pieces, but, I mean, I think guys, you know, understand where they're supposed to be, the spots. There's no uncomfortability with what we're doing.
You guys miss some of the pieces that you had?
No. I mean, I think the guys that I got out there and the guys I'm playing with, I have 100% confidence in that they're going to be in the right spot and do their job.
Was there a miscommunication? I might have missed this, but was there a miscommunication with Brian on that INT? I mean, it was you had gotten open a little bit. He had gotten open a little bit, but then he went inside and you threw it outside.
No, I talked about it, but I don't know exactly what. I mean, he kind of stuck him in the corner, stayed outside, kind of pulled himself through. I could have thrown it a little farther inside, obviously, and probably would have just got broken up when it got picked, but I'll see them all.
Derek, what gives you confidence that this team can go out and win the game now against the Bulls?
Nobody quits. Guys stick together. Guys want to win. Guys, you know, put the effort in during the week. Eventually it's going to pay off. I mean, I think if you continue to prepare and continue to understand what your opponent's doing going into games, something's got to give eventually.